MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 16, 2025. A Haverhill man has been charged in a deadly wrong-way crash on 128. And Newburyport gets a new interim DPS director. Mostly sunny, windy, mid-20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:26 a.m. and 9:04 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, a Haverhill man was arraigned in Salem District Court Monday, accused of striking another car over the weekend while driving the wrong way on Route 128 and killing a man. 42-year-old Jerry Andujar Bodden of Haverhill was charged with motor vehicle homicide by reckless operation and improper operation of a motor vehicle, according to the Essex County DA's office. The DA's office said Bodden was driving his Hyundai Elantra in the wrong direction at 9:49 p.m. Friday when he crashed into a Nissan Sentra on the southbound side of Route 128 in Danvers near Exit 42, which leads to Route 35 and High Street. 58-year-old David Mackey of Sandown, New Hampshire, was a passenger in the Sentra. He was declared dead at the scene, while the driver of that vehicle was taken to Beverly Hospital with minor injuries. Bodden sustained serious injuries and was also taken to Beverly Hospital. He's being represented by attorney James Milligan and is expected to return to court on Wednesday, January 21. Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, with the search still on for a new Department of Public Services Director in Newburyport and DPS Deputy Director John Carey hitting his 150-day maximum as interim director, the city recently named Special Projects Manager Kim Turner as the next interim leader. Turner was named interim director effective December 9. Carey had been named as interim director in July, following the departure of then-DPS Director Wayne Amaral in June. Her appointment is effective for 90 days, with two 30-day extensions allowed under the city charter if needed. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, local historical preservation groups are opposed to the current design for a proposed renovation of the Salem Common Bandstand that includes a switchback ADA accessibility ramp and a price tag of more than $1 million. Ahead of a discussion by the city's historical commission this Wednesday to renovate the bandstand, local organizations, including Historic Salem, Inc., the Friends of the Salem Common, and the Salem Common Neighborhood Association, have written to the commission to express their opposition to the current plan and ask for better solutions. Sophia Harris writes on itemlive.com, Linfield Superintendent of Schools Thomas Geary presented a proposed fiscal year 2027 school budget to the school committee that calls for a 4.9% increase, emphasizing what he described as thoughtful, strategic, and realistic growth while remaining fiscally responsible. Geary framed the budget within the district's mission and long-term planning efforts, noting that more than 30 stakeholders have participated in developing a 5-year strategic plan. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, former Saugus High School football coach and athletic director Mike Ginolfi has passed away at his home in Rockport, surrounded by his family. Daily Item sports editor Joey Barrett has a story in today's paper featuring comments from former players, how he impacted them during his coaching career. He won two titles for the league with his Sachems, and as the school's AD, he led several initiatives in the Northeastern Conference as well. Gianolfi was 77 years old, leaves his wife of 61 years, Peggy, and is survived by children and grandchildren. There's a full schedule of North Shore boys basketball tonight. St. John's Prep will host St. Mary's at 6:30. In the Northeastern Conference games, Saugus is at Gloucester, Marblehead at Beverly, Winthrop at Swampscott, and Peabody hosts Masconomet. In girls basketball tonight, Beverly goes to Marblehead, Peabody is at Masco, Swampscott travels to Winthrop, and Gloucester is at Saugus. The Winthrop boys hockey team beat Marblehead twice this past weekend in the two games they played at Lake Placid, New York. Vikings coach Dale Dunbar on this year's leadership.
I got some young kids, but our two captains are juniors.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Pumford, who had a huge year last year for us as a sophomore, huge playoffs, huge just the whole year. He was on our first line, scored the huge goal in the first game against Opunquit, in that playoff game that went triple overtime to the 29th seed. So, and then he scored some huge ones down the line, huge playmakers. He set up some huge goals for us. And he's with Paul Ferrara, another junior defenseman. He's a big body. He's sprouted. He's up to like 6'3 right now. Real agile, real leader. So those two are our leaders. And then we have some seniors. Burke Klein is going to be one of them, assistant captain, along with Thomas Babine. Nick Romano, big Nick Romano, sorry, great football player, was an all conference football player this year, and he's been a mainstay with us. He was a big factor for us last year. He's about 6'3", 6'4", right now, power forward. So yeah, he's Nick's a great player for us, good leader. So that's basically our leadership group right mm-hmm. there.
That's Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. Celtics lost to the Pistons 112-105 last night at the Garden. Their next home game is Friday against Miami. Bruins off last night, and they'll be hosting Utah tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region. Powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.